WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. One of two women convicted of stealing $178,000 from a local payday lender more than 6 years ago is headed to prison. 40-year-old Flora Sesteda, who was known as at the time as Flora Accardo, admitted to violating probation and was ordered to serve 8 years. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Philip McLemore says that Sesteda was released from jail on probation, and she paid only a few hundred dollars restitution, then disappeared until she was found last August in Harris County.
Very similar scheme with an employer. She was working in the accounting department for him. She had not notified him of her felony conviction over here in Brazos County, and so she was embezzling funds from her employer. And she was also involved in a housing scam over there in Harris County.
Sesteda remains responsible for paying restitution, which McLemore says her co-defendant has been doing. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston announces the punishment for the first of two Bryan women convicted of health care fraud. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan was sentenced to 11 years in federal prison for her part of a more than $3 million operation. Nolan, who ran two durable medical equipment companies, submitted false claims from 2003 through 2009. She was also ordered to pay more than $850,000 to government programs. Nolan was convicted by a jury last September while her former office manager entered a plea agreement and testified against her former boss. Carla Parnell is awaiting sentencing. Another serious response to another bogus report of someone with a gun outside Davila Middle School in Bryan. School district spokesman Brandon Webb says Wednesday's lockdown during the noon hour interrupted star testing and lunch as police checked out the campus.
The incident happened near the end of the testing window. These are timed tests, and there were between 10 to 20 children left who had not completed their test.
The students finished the test when the lockdown was lifted. Webb says the call to 911 dispatchers did not seem fully credible, according to police investigators, but the event was taken seriously nonetheless by school employees. A similar call was made after school last Thursday, which also turned out to be without merit. Sidewalks and streets are two topics on tonight's College Station City Council agenda.
To accept $257,000 in federal grant money to build new sidewalks in low to moderate income neighborhoods, the council has to deal with 169 pages of paperwork. Locations for the new sidewalks are along Dominick from Texas to Stallings on West Ridge and San Pedro in the area of Park Place in Texas. The council's also being asked to award a $116,000 contract to improve school zone warning lights by Consolidated High School. The reduced speeds will not change, but the project calls for building overhead flashing beacons on FM 2818, which has reduced speeds before and after school. Signage will also change on Welsh and Nueces, which has reduced speeds all day. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
The wait is over. Aerofit has successfully completed their final phase of construction. To celebrate, Aerofit's throwing the party of the year on April 26th with family fun and fitness from 11 to 3 and a dress to impress party from 5 to 9. Aerofit will be giving away a 2-year lease on a Dodge Durango from T-Moto of Navasota and $1,000 in cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
Take advantage of their final phase rate of $38.99 now through Aerofit's grand opening on April 26th. Visit AerofitClubs.com or their preview center on Longmire today. Aerofit, the best name name in fitness.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, May the 1st at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com for more. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Blue Line Rentals, Jack Hilliard Distributing, Janice Buchanan, Valic Financial Advisor, Commerce National Bank, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
The Republican Party of Brazos County welcomes Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to their fundraiser May 19th at the College Station Hilton. Colonel West is a former U.S. representative, highly decorated Army officer, a Fox News contributor, and a senior fellow at the London Policy Center. Tickets are now available at brazosgop.org or by calling 268-2308. Support your local Republican candidates by supporting your local Republican fundraising effort. Alan West, Guardian of the Republic, May 19th at the College Station Hilton.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 712. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking a little time off. Brought to you by United Roofing. It's our weather forecast. Call today and ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. Go to Barker's Heating and Cooling at 979-690-2278.
We did have some low cloudiness develop overnight. That'll have to give way to partial sunshine later today. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm, high of 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Any isolated showers or thunderstorms will diminish during the evening, 65. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. Saturday, sunshine. High temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports here in just a little bit, Aggie baseball hits the old dusty trail again tonight, and they're heading to Starkville to kick off a series against Mississippi State. I'll let you know where you can hear the beginning of that game. Actually, well, you can hear game one and then the rest of it. Some high school playoff action as well, and some major league playoff action, being the professional sports in hockey and in basketball. A lot of teams from the Lone Star State in it, and I'll tell you how well they did last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
Thank you, Zach. By the way, it is 68 degrees, and I'm not pumping sunshine up Mr. Downs Fanny. I'm not trying to be nice to Scott. But having done this radio nonsense for quite a while now, this is the best company I've ever worked for. Love it. These folks are great. It's a neat place to work. I would, however, like to amend their hiring process by one thing.
Oh?
Yeah, because I want to be the control player. There's an unconventional way to making hiring decisions, and that's asking applicants to play ping pong.
What?
One Nashville company says it works. Here's how it works. When the rest of the evaluation and the interviews have been completed, the technology advice executive plans things out and says that the company is participating in a study and asks the candidate if they'd be willing to play some ping pong. Only one person has ever said no. And that was only because the guy had to go back to work at his current job. Before playing, the candidate is given three questions. One, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about participating in this study? Two, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your skill level at playing ping pong? And three, 1 to 10, how aggressive do you think you are? After filling out the questionnaire, the candidate plays 3-11 against Stephen Belcher, the company's director of data strategy and, quote, control player. Unbeknownst to the candidate, the games will escalate in difficulty, with Belcher becoming more and more challenging with each game. The company says it's not looking at people's ability to play, but their approach, and if they're opening to trying something new. For instance, if they've never done it before or something along those lines, can they match the guy's skill as it gets harder and harder? Can they, too, get more and more aggressive to keep up? And three, how they react. Do they celebrate a win? Are they angry and lose their mind on a loss?
So Forrest Gump basically would have been a CEO by the time.
Touche.
I just like to play ping pong.
I just think that's great. I'd love to try that.
Who would be our in-house ping pong man, I guess?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've never played ping pong against you guys. I don't know how good
that's the thing.
How good y'all are.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to have that one person that was here all day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking one of the web guys, maybe Garrett G Money.
I'm thinking a tournament is in need or is in order.
I don't really think that they're going to go for that. We don't have the space for a ping pong table to start with.
I know a few around town. Maybe we should just set up an after hours diversion.
There you go.
I just thought that was a neat way to hire somebody.
I think so.
I mean, can you imagine coming back from your job? So how'd it go? Well, I won 2 of 3. you did what?
And broke the paddle. I lost the job.
In 2012, guys coming back from Afghanistan were in Colorado Springs celebrating at the Carry On Saloon with a night of karaoke. One grabbed a straw hat covered with signatures, wishing well, and that hangs on the hook at the bar, and wore it proudly as he took the stage with his three buddies. Backed by karaoke machines, the four men belted out courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Being veterans from Toby Keith, that song sounded appropriate. A few weeks later, the bar owner was fined $21,000.
For?
Not having permission to play the music in her establishment. Ugh. You may not know it, but bar and restaurant, cafe, and other business owners, such as radio stations like the ones we have, pay fees to play music. Songwriters and song publishers get paid when their tunes are, quote, performed for others, even if that performance is from a CD in a bar.
And the actual singer is not singing the songs, it's just the lyrics.
$21,000.
My guess is they actually played the actual song, because karaoke has a completely different set of rules because it's in the style of.
I was about to say, you're talking to the karaoke expert here, Kevin, so I mean, we're... Patrick,
you a karaoke expert?
No, not expert. I sing a lot, and my rule is if you can't sing well, sing loudly.
go bigger.
And
home.
Unfortunately, his wife has a great voice, and does. He just kind of.
Oh man, she puts me to shame.
Really?
But yeah. Oh yeah. She her favorite's Adele, but that's another.
So she, if she can sing Adele, she can really sing then.
Yeah. Yeah. She does pretty well for herself. It's fun at the we didn't do it last year at the office Christmas party, but for a little while that was just, you know,
I'm a coward.
Ideally, she wouldn't sing first because then no one else would want to sing, but that's not true. We have a lot of fun with karaoke internally, but when they start the songs, it says in the style of, and it's sort of this MIDI sounding thing. You remember MIDI from back in the day, but my guess is that's how they skirt the performance laws.
That's how they beat the beat the man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Toby Keith needs to be like, well, you know, I love veterans.
He
and
probably
da-da-da.
Doesn't care. The person suing probably is the one who owns the right.
Is the songwriter.
Right, exactly. He's the performer. Which performance money is very low. It's the writers who get all the money.
Okay, here's one of our wacky friends in Florida. Residents say a bicycle was stolen from their garage. A family member later located the missing bike in the bike rack outside of the nearby Walmart. This is in Inglewood, Florida. Inside the Walmart, employees found the 19-year-old suspect asleep in a big bag chair. He was asked to leave the store. Instead of leaving, he went to the subway located in the Walmart and fell asleep at the table. Deputies were called and taken to jail. No word on what or if he was on something. Chances are pretty strong that he more than likely was. It is 7:19 now. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. We do appreciate it. Slight chance of rain today. We're looking at 84 for our high. It's 68 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Rush Limbaugh coming up for us in just a bit.
Howdy. My name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well.
Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
The Associated Press reports that for the first time, most receiving food stamps are working-age people. This is a switch from a few years ago when children and the elderly were the main recipients. AP blames changing demographics and a slow economic recovery and high unemployment and stagnant wages among those who still have jobs. And in lockstep with the regime, AP says the increasing gulf between low-wage and high-skilled jobs also plays a big role. But regardless of what's to blame, and especially who is to blame, AP warns us not to expect government spending on food stamps to decrease. 5 years ago, when the elderly and kids were the takers, it cost $40 billion. Now it costs $80 billion, and it'll cost even more billions as far as the eye can see. Timothy Smeeding, economics professor, University of Wisconsin-Madison, says that having a job these days just isn't enough. And that's because, he says, many of the U.S. jobs now being created are low or minimum wage, part-time, or in areas such as retail or fast food, which means food stamp use will stay high for some time, even after unemployment improves. This professor, by the way, specializes in income inequality. AP's takeaway from all this is that the face of food stamp users has changed. They're hard workers who suffer from inequality. But that's not accurate. The real face of food stamps, the real face of failure, has a name, and it's Barack Obama.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Howdy, Levi Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. Right now, all certified pre-owned Altimas come with 2 years of free maintenance, $500 bonus cash with Nissan financing, and $250 extra for college grads, or get an APR as low as 0%. Stop by and shop our huge selection of pre-owned Altimas now at Douglas Nissan, off of Highway 6 and College Station.
Must finance with NMAC for captive cash. Must qualify for NMAC college grad financing. For 0% APR, customer must qualify for Tier 3 or higher credit approval with NMAC. 13 to choose from.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:23. My name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for the vacationing Scott DeLucci, who's taking a little time off. Time now to check our forecast, and it's brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Low clouds this morning, giving way to partial sunshine later today. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm, highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 65. Low clouds to start tomorrow, they'll give way to partial sunshine, highs tomorrow reach 85. Tomorrow night, it's going to be partly cloudy, lows will be around 65 degrees. We'll have a decent amount of sunshine Saturday, and the highs on Saturday are going to be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
7:24 now with the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. So I know that Patrick is sort of a computer guru.
A bit.
How hard is it to track down somebody's address from their IP number?
Like home address?
Yeah.
How much skill do you need to do that? There's a certain path you can follow, but it's more luck than skill. It depends on how out there that person has put themselves.
Okay. The reason I asked is there's a 17-year-old in Long Beach, New York, who was playing a video game called Call of Duty. At the end of beating up random strangers he was playing online, he ended up losing, and the guy that beat him upset him so much that Raphael, the guy's name, went on and found his IP address from the game, then tracked down his real address, then called the cops and reported a fake murder at his house.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Told the cops someone in the house had just killed his mother and brother. So a few hours later, of course, SWAT team shows up. First thing, they spent 20 minutes trying to get him to come out. But, like any good gamer, he had on his headphones and was still playing video games, so he didn't hear any of it.
Gosh.
60 officers come plowing through the door with their weapons. 60 is what it says.
Good grief.
It's from the New York Post, so I would tend to believe maybe that's true.
What town was this in?
Long Beach, New York.
Oh, my gosh. 60?
60 busted in with their weapons drawn and eventually figured out what had happened and that it was all a hoax.
Oh.
The reason I asked you the setup question, Patrick, was the guy could be really anywhere in the world because, you know, tracking down IP addresses.
Right.
But even if they track him down, he could be facing charges of false reporting, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I was going to say, if he called it in, they should have his phone record.
I would assume so.
That would be a lot easier to track down than an IP address.
What was the game that they were playing?
Call of Duty.
Oh, Call of Duty. Okay. I was about to say, because if it was World of Warcraft or something like that, then that's a whole nother level. But
don't cast aspersions on people now. Let me see. Oh, here we go. A guy in Knox County, Tennessee, needed money for the weekend, and he was relying on mother's love to get it, but it didn't work. So he decided the best way to get money, this Mozon, would fake his own kidnapping. Started sending her text claiming he was a drug dealer who would kidnap and kill him unless he got the ransom money. Apparently, Zachary isn't terribly impressed with himself because he only wanted $200.
What?
Yep, his mother suspected it was a fake, mainly because he'd tried this same stunt before.
What an idiot. What he did, I mean... Was he...
Stupid, yes.
Well, I mean, obviously, but it was, I mean...
It doesn't say that he was impaired in any way at all. He was just dumb.
I was about to say, it sounds like he has a... I mean, if he puts on there that a drug dealer has kidnapped him, then it sounds like he has, you know, a drug problem.
Entirely possible. She called 911. The police sent a couple of drop-off spots for the money. When he showed up, he was arrested.
That'd been funny. If I was his mom, I would just text him back, be like, I don't care. Go ahead.
Mom!
It's one way to get him out of the house.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. 727, coming up in just a second, we'll visit with Patrick and find out what's going on in the world with news on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's springtime, RV people, and you know what that means. It's time for a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan.
Let's hit the road.
Get out of the big city and head on over to Bryan, USA, where the overhead is low and so are the camper prices. In fact, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Raptor, you know, the good stuff. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, get a brand new Canyon Cat 12 RBC.
Just $99.95.
How about a new Jayco J-Flight Swift 26 Bunkhouse?
$16.95.
So, how do our customers feel when they get an incredible RV Station deal?
You make me feel good.
RV Station, 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online. RVStationOnline.com. Canyon Cat number 2349, Jayco number 2703.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
WTAW News time is 729. It's 67 degrees right now in the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us, St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes two pieces of business with Texas A&M.
One involves a $224 million, 2,600-bed housing complex to be built on West Campus. It would be the largest owned by an Alabama nonprofit, the College Housing Foundation. According to their website, the largest currently operated is 1,800 units. A&M's original proposal called for 4,100 beds and $460 million. In order to get tax-exempt bond financing, the foundation needs the approval of the mayor. City and members of the council face no financial liability. Final approval is expected to spend $225,000 from the hotel occupancy tax as College Station's contribution to the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War exhibit. The multimedia display will debut this December in Bastogne, Belgium, during the dedication of a new museum on the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, which featured former A&M President General Earl Rudder. The exhibition, featuring the lives of five soldiers who attended A&M, will be moved here no later than December of 2016. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the second time in as many weeks, there was a lockdown at Davila Middle School in Bryan. School district spokesman Brandon Webb says Wednesday at noon, 911 dispatchers received a call reporting someone outside with a gun. Students and employees were held inside their rooms while police surveyed the area. That meant a 40-minute interruption for 10 to 20 students who had not finished their STAR tests.
What they did during the precautionary lockdown was they stopped the clock on the test time. And then once school resumed, they allowed those kids to come back and finish. And all of them fortunately did within the allotted time allowed for the test. So they were able to absorb the impact as professionally as anyone possibly could hope for.
Webb says the call did not seem fully credible, according to police investigators, but the event was taken seriously nonetheless by school employees. Last Thursday, a similar call was made after school with nearly everyone gone for the day. That call turned out to be without merit. It's been more than 6 years since a local payday lender lost $178,000 to a pair of employees.
When customers would come in to pay off their loans, they would pocket that money and then use the customer's information to take out new loans and pocket that loan money as well.
Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Philip McLemore says two women were convicted of theft. While one has been paying restitution, the other hasn't and had disappeared until last August. Returning to court Wednesday, 40-year-old Flora Sesteda, who was known then as Flora Accardo, admitted to violating probation and was sentenced to 8 years in prison.
Well, regardless, even if she does, she will still be on at least parole for 8 years, and that amount that she was ordered to pay stays with her. So she's not serving jail time to get out of paying that money back.
McLemore says Sesteda's punishment also includes recent convictions in Harris County for embezzling from another employer, as well as engaging in a housing scam. The operator of two former Bryan Medical Supply stores has been sentenced to 11 years in federal prison for her role in a more than $3 million health care fraud scheme. Federal prosecutors in Houston announced the penalty for 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan of Bryan. Nolan must also repay more than $850,000 to government programs. Last September, a federal jury convicted Nolan of conspiracy to commit health care fraud, conspiracy to commit kickback fraud, and aiding and abetting Social Security fraud. That was for fraudulent claims submitted from 2003 through 2009. Nolan's office manager, Carla Parnell of Bryan, is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to Social Security fraud. That's part of a plea agreement that included Parnell testifying against her former boss. A couple who lives northwest of Fort Worth has won a lawsuit against the owner of a neighboring natural gas drilling operation.
A Dallas jury awarded Bob and Lisa Parr nearly $3 million. The couple blames Aruba Petroleum for health issues and diminished property values on their ranch near Bowie.
To my knowledge, this is the first jury verdict in the country that dealt with the fracking industry.
David Matthews is their attorney. He said they faced years of health issues from emissions and devalued property. Matthews hopes others stand up to gas well companies.
I certainly hope that if people are injured, they have the courage to stand up and be noticed.
There's no word yet whether Aruba will appeal the case. Chuck Schechter, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 7:34 at 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The wait is over. Aerofit has successfully completed their final phase of construction. To celebrate, Aerofit's throwing the party of the year on April 26th with family fun and fitness from 11 to 3 and a dress to impress party from 5 to 9. Aerofit will be giving away a 2-year lease on a Dodge Durango from T-Moto of Navasota and $1,000 in cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
Take advantage of their final phase rate of $38.99 now through Aerofit's grand opening on April 26th. Visit AeroFitClubs.com or their preview center on Longmire today. AeroFit, the best name in fitness.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 737. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott Dilution. Our weather forecast this morning is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service. That's overtime charges for you and your family with no overtime charges. After work, if you come home and your air conditioning is quit, don't worry. You still have time to get someone out there the same day. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-690-2278.
We did have some low cloudiness develop overnight. That'll have to give way to partial sunshine later today. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm, a high of 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Any isolated showers or thunderstorms will diminish during the evening, 65. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 65. Saturday, sunshine. High temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a lot of playoff action last night for some Lone Star teams. The Dallas Stars were on the ice up in Dallas. The Houston Rockets were hosting the Portland Trailblazers down in H-Town. And the San Antonio Spurs and Dallas Mavericks were going at it in San Antonio. All that and more coming up in sports.
Texas Travel and Tourism has got to be pleased.
Yeah, no joke.
There's a lot of people coming here. Okay, so yesterday walking around the halls, Clip Howard is talking about interviewing, and I don't know if he actually got the most beautiful woman in the world, according to People Magazine, or he was just talking to someone from People Magazine about it.
Hmm? He didn't say anything about this to me.
I overheard it, so I went in, and I didn't know who it was. And I think that may be, you know, one of those signs that you've gotten old, because I don't know what this woman has done at all. So I pulled it up. Her name is Lupita Nyong'o. I hope I'm saying that right. Best Supporting Actress for 12 Years a Slave.
I think it's Nyong'o.
Nyong'o?
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's the most beautiful list, and I've never heard of her. I didn't have a clue.
Well, I only heard of her because she won that award, and I hadn't heard of her before that. But I don't disagree. People made a good selection.
Okay.
I mean, most beautiful. Come on.
She was pretty. I'll give you that when I pulled a picture up. I mean, she's not an unattractive woman, that's for sure.
I'm just wondering, how do they go off of, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they, if they can go just on looks or anything.
I don't know. I just know that I've crossed the threshold because I didn't know who it was. I've reached that now I'm an old guy thing because I went, I don't even know who this person is.
I don't even know who this young whippersnapper is.
She's still a relative unknown for most people.
Oh, well, good. Then I don't feel quite as
bad. I didn't know who she was.
Hey, a lot of people don't know the people in Washington that we know, so.
Very true.
Of. Yeah.
Very true. All right, here we go. Would you like to be a modern gentleman?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Well, according to Country Life, here are the things that actually real men never do.
Okay.
And this is a British magazine, okay? For the 21st century gentleman, the top 10 things that they would never do, we'll only do 9.
Is this a yep, yep, nope?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play yep, yep, nope. That is a brilliant idea, Patrick. Own a cat.
Yep.
Yep.
So you both do.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, do I own a cat? No. Oh, sorry.
Oh, is this
I don't know how this game works, guys. I'm new to this. You have to...
Yep, yep, nope. You say yes or no to the answer if you own a cat.
If it applies to you.
So do you own a cat?
Nope, now, yes, yep.
What?
Nope.
You can say no.
Hi, I know I'm this... Zach. I'm schizophrenic, and so am I.
Nope.
Okay.
Yep. So these are things gentlemen never do?
Never do.
So never own a cat. Right. I'm not a gentleman on this one.
I am a gentleman because I do not own a cat. Right. So I would be a nope.
Now we're tracking.
Walk out on a play or performance.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Number 7, forget your wristwatch.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
I don't own a wristwatch.
You don't own a wristwatch?
No, I've got a phone.
I've got like 30 of them.
I don't really forget mine. I just purposely don't wear it. So I guess that's a nope. I don't know.
6, write with a cheap ballpoint pen.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. That was unanimous. I have a nice pen. I just don't bring it up here because I'm afraid I'm going to leave it somewhere. Put products in one's hair.
Yep.
Yep.
Not even kind of.
You can't even be a gentleman on that one.
No. Nope. Kevin. Well, a gentleman never puts products in his hair, so I am quite the gentleman. Thank you.
You're excluded by default.
Number. Really?
Yes.
Scott's gone, so you feel like you got a heap on? Number 4, tweet.
Yep.
Yep.
Nope. Number 3. Bright colored pants.
Nope.
Nope.
Number 2, Malibu coconut rum. Do you drink it? Yes or no?
I've consumed it. It's not a favorite of mine, but I have to say yep.
No, this isn't ever. Is this something you would do now?
Nope.
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 I mean, if it was handed to me and it was free, I'm not going to just throw it back in somebody's face. But.
And according to Country Life, the number one thing that a real gentleman does not do is wear a pre-tied bow tie.
Nope.
Nope.
You tie your own?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't own a bow tie, so I guess I'm in the clear on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue how to tie a bow tie.
It used to take me so long to tie, my arms would get tired, so I'd have to lay down on my side. I'm watching the video. I don't get it. Fold, push, tuck. Oh, man.
There's a video online of how to turn your a regular tie into a bow tie.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, it makes the tie huge, but when the guy's done, it looks like a bow tie. On steroids, mind you, but a bow tie nonetheless.
So it looks like some kind of like comical character that is running around with a humongous bow tie on?
No, it's not quite that big. It just looks like it's kind of inflated.
Oh, okay.
It's an inflatable bow tie. Yeah, very poofy. Very poofy. All right, people of my age grew up watching The $6 Million Man, Steve Austin. You can still find it online. It's probably one of the most known sounds in the world. That bionic sound. Yes, that's what it sounded like. Well, the $6 million man may not have been, you know, it may not seem all that big now. In the 70s, it was huge, but ABC actually broke it down. And if you were going to rebuild Steve Austin today, I love this. It would cost you $922,000.
What? Oh, wow. Awesome.
Using artificial body parts that people are actually using today. That includes the bionic eye. And that would cost you $144,000.
I didn't even know they made bionic eyes. Really?
I didn't either. 2 smart prosthetic legs. $190,000. If you're going towards the bionic woman, the cochlear implant, much like Rich Limbaugh has, that is going to cost you $190,000. Artificial heart, $264,000. And 2 bionic hands, $200,000. They're not taking into account bionic parts that he had to be replaced on a regular basis because he was superhuman, right?
Right.
But nonetheless, it would cost you under $1 million to be the $6 million man.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Good morning.
Yeah, the video that shows you how to do the bow tie?
Yes.
Does it also teach you how to put on the white makeup and the little red nose?
Unfortunately, no, sir, it does not.
That's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, but I was really, really surprised. They gave him inhuman strength with all this, and I vividly remember watching the show growing up, and it would only cost you $922,000 to become Steve Austin.
Well, now we have the technology and the funds to rebuild him.
You may have the funds, buddy. I don't.
Well, now what would a $6 million man look like? Or would it be the $6 billion man?
Well, hey, if you can get by and just rebuilding somebody with, what, 900-something K, then $6 bucks, you ought to have, you know.
I know. They should fly.
Yeah.
Both arms, both legs.
Maybe that's just Iron Man or something. I don't know.
That's a suit, though. That doesn't
count. Fair enough.
RoboCop. There you go.
It is 7:45 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're going to visit with Focus on the Family. First, though, it's brought to us by Child's Dermatology.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Do you know how to survive life's challenges when they hit? Well, believe it or not, the secret may lie with an old Australian potato farmer. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. At age 61, Cliff Young had never run a race before, but he had chased after sheep on foot across his 2,000-acre farm as approaching storms arrived. So he turned more than a few heads when he entered a nearly 600-mile ultra-marathon race from Sydney to Melbourne. Or maybe it was because he showed up at the starting line in his farming overalls and galoshes. Yeah, he thought it might rain. When the race began, he quickly fell behind the seasoned runners. 18 hours later, the other competitors stopped for some sleep. But Cliff did what he'd always done on his farm. He kept going through the darkness. For 5 straight days and nights, he ran nonstop. He not only won the race, but beat the nearest competitor by almost 9 hours. It was the little things Cliff did every day that prepared him for the biggest challenge he'd ever faced. It's no different for us. Connect with your kids now so they'll be willing to listen to your wisdom later. Build a healthy marriage now so it'll endure when sickness or other trials hit. Life's challenges don't develop our character as much as expose the character we've been developing our entire life. For more encouragement to make every day count, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. Recently, a man told us he'd finally learned to deal with his anthropophobia, an overwhelming fear of other people. How? He went to Golfsmith and got the Nike VRS Covert 2.0 driver with its high-speed cavity-back design. Now he hits the ball so far, he doesn't have to be around anyone on the course. You don't need a psychological disorder to get the Nike VRS Covert 2.0 driver. You just need to go to Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates, and we've talked for years now about the process by which you hire somebody to help you buy or sell a home. Mm-hmm. And how important that is, because in essence, they really and truly are your employee.
Yes.
Yes, you're hiring somebody. You have expectations of the job that they're going to do for you. And when they complete that job, if you're a seller, you're going to pay them. So it is really important to interview. I recommend at least two, if not three, realtors. And don't sign with the first person. You know, that might make some people mad that I'm saying that, but don't sign with the first person. You need to listen all the way through to the two or three people that you interview, and then weigh what they bring to the table and decide with the person with whom you want to work.
Well, even though we've talked about this some now with the number of houses that are on the market, is it still that important? Because, I mean, if they're just going like hotcakes, who cares?
It's more important than ever because you really have to be strategic in your pricing. There's a huge range of cost per square foot in every single neighborhood. You could see a swing from $10,000 to $30,000 or even more on your home. So, yes, the answer to your question is yes.
To go find out more, it's zarealestate.com.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
All new Dr. Phil, the horrifying allegations.
A little boy starved and locked under the stairs.
The father accused.
You know who your child was inside that house.
His face was black and purple.
The shocking reports.
He weighed 29 pounds.
The doctors told me that he was days away from starving to death.
The exclusive story.
We're going inside this house where this little boy was allegedly held.
All new Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, weekdays at 4 p.m. on KXHD. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. KX News, meteorologist Jared Plusnick's weather. AGOT with Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, Kelly and Michael, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. NBC Primetime Shows, NBC Sunday Night Football, and the 2014 Winter Olympics from Sochi. DirecTV and KX, you've got it all.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, a big congratulations to Texas A&M women's tennis players Christina Stancu and Sauska Gavrilovska. Stancu, a senior from Romania, was named to the All-SEC first team, while Gavrilovska, a freshman from Serbia, was named to the second team as well as to the SEC All-Freshman team. Aggie baseball is on the road again this evening, traveling to Starkville for a pivotal three-game series against number 21 Mississippi State. The Maroon and White are coming off a big 6-5 midweek victory over 16th-ranked Rice and are looking to keep the momentum going. Coach Childress says the short rest changes things a bit, but that his team is ready to go no matter what.
It does a little bit, just from the pitching standpoint. Our guys are used to 6 days of rest before they go, and they have a routine in the weight room and their throwing routine leading up to their start each week. And so it does kind of change things out of the norm a little bit. And, you know, especially if we were going with the same rotation the week before, but we're not. And, you know, Tyler will lead us into the weekend, you know, and give us a good start. And then Daniel and Grayson will both be shorted today.
First pitch against the Bulldogs is tonight at 6:30 with coverage right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some big NBA playoff games on the court last night. Down in San Antonio, the Dallas Mavericks were looking to even up their series with the Spurs.
Now here comes Calderon. Calderon ahead of the right to Ellis on the drive, and he lays it in as he beat Parker down the floor, and a timeout taken by Greg Popovich.
Monte Ellis would go on to score 21 points as the Mavs rolled to a 113-92 victory to even the series at a game apiece. Game 3 is set for Saturday in Dallas. Well, don't look now, but the Houston Rockets might be in trouble.
Well, my eyes don't deceive, so I have to believe the Portland Trailblazers have walked into Houston and have taken out the heavily favored Rockets in this series. Final score in Game 2. Blazers 112, Rockets 105.
LaMarcus Aldridge once again proved to be the Rockets' kryptonite, following up his 46-point Game 1 performance with 43 points. Despite the early hole, though, Houston coach Kevin McHale realizes it's a best-of-seven series, and the guys are far from out.
Right now, we're not in a great rhythm as a team, and we had better get there. But as I told the guys, it's first team to four, not the first team to two. So
that's math for you. The Rockets will now have to do some work on the road as they visit Portland tomorrow night. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Miami Miami Heat are out to a 2-0 series lead after thwarting Charlotte last night 101-97. LeBron James had 32 points and 8 assists for the defending champs. Well, it's playoff time on the court, and it's also playoff time on the ice. The Dallas Stars and Anaheim Ducks faced off in Big D last night for Game 4 of their first-round series.
Now Fiddler works his way in. Fiddler sends it back in front. Goligoski scores! Alex Goligoski!
And they pretty much put it away for the Stars as they beat the Ducks 4-2 to even up the series at 2 games apiece. Dallas had dropped the first 2 games in Anaheim before winning back-to-back matchups in Big D. The series will head to the West Coast tomorrow for Game 5. The other two NHL games last night went into overtime as Columbus edged Pittsburgh 4-3 and Chicago pushed past St. Louis by the same score. Both of those series are tied up at 2 games as well. After losing 7 straight, the Houston Astros finally had a chance to cap off their first sweep of the season yesterday afternoon in Seattle. But alas, some things just aren't meant to be.
And the pitch to Kyle, swinging a high drive, deep to right field. Springer going back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off 3-run home run, Kyle Seager.
And Dinger was the second of the day for Seager, who drove in all of the Mariners' runs in a 5-3 victory. The Stros will return home tonight to host the Oakland A's. First pitch is at 7:10 with coverage on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. And speaking of the A's, well, they couldn't find an answer for the Rangers' Martin Perez yesterday as the lefty tossed a complete game shutout in a 3-0 victory, sealing a series sweep for Texas. It was Perez's second consecutive shutout and extends his scoreless inning streak to 26. The Rangers are now a half game ahead of Oakland for first place in the American League West. The College Station softball team kicks off its first postseason run tonight in Hutto. The Lady Cougars are taking on Lorena in a best-of-3 series. Game 1 is this evening at 7, with Games 2 and the possible Game 3 set for tomorrow night at 6 and 8. All games will be broadcasted on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And the 2014 NFL regular season schedules are out, and both the Texans and the Cowboys are kicking things off at home. The Texans will welcome the Washington Redskins to Reliant on September 7th at noon. And at 3:25 that same day, the boys will take on the San Francisco 49ers at Jerry World. You can check out both schedules on our website, WTAW.com. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I just can't get over the difference that my Sleep Number bed has compared to any other bed I've been in. After being on vacation and sleeping in a hotel bed and then coming back and sleeping in my own bed, huge, vast differences. I have Kevin O'Connor, and my Sleep Number is 65. Now, if you've considered a Sleep Number bed and you thought to yourself, man, I don't know if I can afford that right now. Well, right now, they've introduced the all-new Sleep Number P5 featuring the latest innovations at a comfortable price. Comfortable being $400. It's the lowest price ever on the P5. And with that, you're still going to get the same air support and cushion that you get for your entire body. It's still going to have the exclusive dual air technology that makes it perfect for couples, because you can have your setting and your significant other can have their setting. It's continuous neck, shoulder, and back support, hips, and a whole lot more to put you in the perfect spinal alignment for a good night's sleep. And to find out more, you can drift into the store. It's right there on Texas Avenue across from Chick-fil-A and Specs. Go in and see for yourself what your Sleep Number is and find the Sleep Number difference, just like I did. My Sleep Number is 65.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welborn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey! It's springtime, RV people, and you know what that means. It's time for a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan.
Let's hit the road.
Get out of the big city and head on over to Bryan, USA, where the overhead is low and so are the camper prices. In fact, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Raptor, you know, the good stuff. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, get a brand new Canyon Cat 12 RBC.
Just $99.95.
How about a new Jayco J-Flight Swift 26 bunkhouse?
$16.95.
So, how do our customers feel when they get an incredible RV Station deal?
You make me feel good.
RV Station, 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online. RVStationOnline.com. Canyon Cat number 2349, Jayco number 2703.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Wow, it's just